Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hi there, it's Julia Louis-Dreyfus. You may know me from my podcast called Wiser Than Me, where I talk to older women and get their wisdom from the front lines of life. I was amazed by how many people told me our show made them look forward to getting older, which is why I'm here to talk about season 2 of the show. Sally Field, Billie Jean King, Beverly Johnson, Ina Garten, Bonnie Raitt, just to name a few. All hail old women. Wiser Than Me season 2 is out now from Lemonada Media.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient. Comfortable. Ah.
Doug hates candy wrappers, creamy, creamy, sticky seeds with 50 as in popcorn kernels in his teeth. There's still not one that he won't see, but Doug loves movies.
Hey, everybody. The clapping is so it's so off by the end of the song every time. I love it. It's unclappable, that song. Denzel Washington and Chris Pine in Unclappable. This is Doug Loves Movies coming to you from the Upright Citizens Brigade Theater before our comedy Bang Bang. Yeah, formerly Comedy Death Ray, on Tuesday, May 10th, Two Oceans 11. I had a blast last week at Salt Lake City where a dude from the audience got intolerable cruelty in two names. Yeah, it was impressive. Graham Elwood lost to that guy and he won some prizes. And then we were in Boise and Missoula, and they were super fun as well. Doesn't sound very sincere when you put a comma where there absolutely shouldn't be one. We were in Boozy and Mizzouzi, and they were super fun as well. Hey, if you're in the LA area, it's last minute notice, but please come to Flappers in Burbank for a special Douglas Movies Benson Interruption mashup show podcast. It's going to be crazy. I'm going to have four or more hilarious guests doing stand-up and some Leonard Maltin game action with audience members. It's this Sunday, May 15th, so a lot of you listen to the podcast on Monday are going to be like, what? And it's May 15th at 4:20 at Flappers in Burbank. There's no Doug Loves Movies here at UCB next week, so get your fix on Sunday. Monday night, I'll be doing stand-up with Graham Elwood at Helium in Philadelphia. Wednesday, May 18th, Arlington, Virginia. Arlington Draft House, May 19th. The Avalon Theater, Easton, Maryland. May 21st, Gramercy Theater in New York City. May 29th, Palace Station in Vegas. The Louis Anderson Theater, no less. June 1st and 2nd, I'll be at the Cap City Comedy in Austin, Texas. June 9 and 10, Main Stage, Chicago. And there's many more cities, you guys. It's crazy. Go to DougLovesMovies.com for the list. My friend, David Huntsberger, who's been on the show before, he has a new CD out right now on iTunes. It's called Humanitas. Yeah, Humanitas. The title isn't funny, but he is. So check that out. And are you guys ready to start the Tournament of Championships? You drinking Dale's Pale Ale, courtesy of my friend Tall John. He went to the store and got some before the show. So some of the guests will be drinking that. Oh my God, name tags that are cookies on plates. It's too bad I'm not choosing, because I would pick those. I would pick the Liz exclamation point cookie, or the Annie, is that yours? Angie, sorry. Sorry that I read your cookies wrong. My guests tonight are three of the nine semifinalists and two alternates. Please welcome Tony Thaxton, Jen Kirkman, and Paul F. Tompkins. Everyone's thinking about where they want to sit now. Yeah, that's a good spot.
This is the hardest seat to win in.
I don't know. There's no seat that's hardest to win in. But Paul would like you to sit in the middle.
Sure.
Paul would like to see Jen sit in the middle.
Whatever you want, Paul.
Paul's going to sit next to me because it's been a while.
It has been a while.
Why don't you just have something strategic?
Oh, here, give me those. Understand. Well, because here's the thing. Like, I know you don't really know. I know you don't really know the names of actors, so like who you're sitting next to, it's kind of like in poker.
Oh, sorry to have a beer.
First of all, start using your microphone. Enough off mic talk.
Sorry.
Okay. Yeah, it's just where you're sitting. There's been a guest named Bald Brian who's been on a couple times.
Yeah.
And he always gets fucked because he's sitting next to someone who doesn't play the game right. And so that's why Paul wanted to sit where he's sitting.
Because I'm Bald Brian to him, kind of thing?
You're my Bald Brian.
Oh, thanks. That sounds sweet somehow.
You'll always be my Bald Brian, Tim.
Thank you. You'll always... I don't have an example.
It actually touched someone's heart.
I know. Probably some mentally ill people here. What? Why do people get quiet when I say that?
Because there are.
When you accuse others of being mentally ill,
I meant
people
nice
are usually
way.
Like, I don't think you're talking about me.
I don't mean in a bad
Nobody
way.
Nobody that's mentally ill even thinks they're mentally ill, probably, right?
Yeah.
May I share a quick story with you?
Sure.
When I was doing open mics in Philadelphia, when I first started stand-up, there was an older woman named Joyce, who was one of the comics, one of the regular comics, and she had the craziest opener that I'd ever heard. She was a woman in her 60s, an elderly African-American woman, and she would come out on stage and say, "How many people out there think they look like me?" And there'd be
very few takers.
There'd be no takers. There'd be a very confused silence.
Nobody thinks they look like her.
Well, I always imagine, like, were you supposed to really take stock at that point? Like, I guess I have to admit, I look like Joyce. Or were you supposed to, like, spot the people in the audience? Like, that guy should be raising his hand. He clearly looks like Joyce.
Weird. That's a thinker.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's a thinker.
I think about it to this day, Jen.
Apparently.
I think about it to this day.
That's the whole story?
That's a shitty thing to say to someone.
It is?
What?
Yeah, I liked it.
I'm sorry. I didn't mean to give it a big build up like I did.
Yeah, with your whole, can I tell a story?
Yeah.
I don't know. Can you? Turns out, not really. No, it was good. It was good. It was fun. It had a lot to do with movies.
I forgot how strict you are in the movie theater.
I am very strict.
Yeah.
Because I.
Where's Lisa Lampanelli? Because this feels like a mofo and roast up in here.
It's just amazing, you know, Paul, because you're in the business and you're on Twitter. The messages you get from people, the messages I get where people are like, "Oh, finally an episode where you talked about movies." Like, we get off of movies maybe 5-10% of the episode at most, and people are still like, "When are you going to talk about movies on your movie show?"
Like, everyone, the whole thing.
Yeah, they give me like the Leonard Maltin game. How can we not talk about movies during the Leonard Maltin game? It's all about movies.
Do you write back? When are you going to lose your virginity? Nerd.
Oh!
That's why I've been writing that a lot.
Get out of your fucking mother's basement and do some shit with your life.
Yeah. Unless you're 13, then stay for a while.
Right?
you go to like, get an education.
You look like Joyce, I would say.
Results
see,
speak for themselves.
That's how you make a story work.
Results speak for themselves.
Wait, I have a story that's about Paul and now does have something to do with movies because Paul's been in a movie and so is the other person in the story. Because I just...
Oh,
I
don't wow.
Know, I don't know if you noticed, I just hit my tooth on the microphone. It reminded me of my favorite night.
Doug, will you indulge me in another story?
This is the best story in the world.
I'm going right, to regret just, it, but... Jordan, get ready with that baseball. He always brings a baseball with his name on it, and it's good to know that it's here because he could just throw it at one of your heads.
No, I think the story is
a sweet. It's jolly old England?
If the subject gets off of movies for too long, just chuck that thing.
I think this is a sweet story. It's very quick, actually.
Okay. We were at a party together, and people, it was late in the party, people were drunk, and
it's
people
like
were 3 dancing.
It's like 3 a.m. People were dancing.
People were dancing, and the song that came on was Wang Chung's Everybody Have Fun Tonight.
But wait, before you forget, for some reason, all of our friends had left the party, and this, like, strangers were coming in at 3 a.m. dancing.
Not
so,
important to the story. So,
oh, I think it's...
So,
thank God you stayed out of his Joyce story.
Which was already over.
Well, I was going to point out in the Joyce story that there were strangers in the audience that had come in.
Strangers, yes. A lot of strangers had come into the comedy club.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
To watch the show.
Audiences are full of strangers. Okay.
So, Zach Galifianakis was at this party. And
way
he was,
before.
He's in movies.
Way
he's
before he was famous.
This is before anyone gave a good goddamn about
him. Oh, no one gave a shit.
He hadn't and even he, done Out Cold yet
like
at this
eight,
point.
Oh, no. This is like 8, 9 years ago. I mean, this is a long time ago.
So he's standing on the periphery of the dance floor.
Going right up behind
as,
people.
As Wang Chung is playing. He's standing there with his arms crossed holding a beer. And then when it got to the chorus... Everybody Wang Chung tonight. Everybody have fun tonight. Everybody Wang Chung tonight. On the Wang Chung part, he would say, "Everybody loves Raymond tonight."
And
he's
and stand behind someone and whisper it.
They cannot hear him.
Everybody loves Raymond.
Only Jen and I can hear him. And at one point, he did it, and I laughed so hard I turned around and I perfectly turned and landed my face with my tooth hitting the neck of this beer bottle, like clink,
like he did it on purpose
with precision. Yes, like hey guys, watch this trick I'm about to do.
I know it's not the greatest story, but it has some elements.
Don't you sell out our story, Jen?
If you're drunk at 3 a.m. and your friend hits their face. And no one hears this weird guy with a beard going, "Everybody loves Raymond tonight." I mean, it's like, you can't even laugh that much.
I wish that for all of you in the audience. To have that exact same experience.
And it'll never happen again.
No.
So, Tony.
Oh, hi. Is this hi. The longest anyone's Sorry, gone Tony. On the show without saying a single word?
No, because I've had Adam Carolla on before.
Touché.
You're the drummer for a band that I enjoy called Motion City Soundtrack.
Thank you.
And
very kind.
Some MCS fans in the house today.
Apparently. Or they're a bunch of fucking liars.
Oh my God.
They're all on this side, though. It's kind of a right side brain band, I guess.
How's that relate to movies?
quick question before we get into movies. Because he's in a band, you know, he's not in movies. So is your band on tour right now?
No, we just finished recording our fifth record.
What's it going to be called?
I don't know yet. There's some ideas being thrown around.
Some of them from lyrics?
No.
Oh.
Well, actually, I say some ideas. By some, I mean one idea. So maybe it's going to be called that. We'll see. But I don't know when it's going to be out. We don't know who is putting it out. We're currently label-less, but we...
So you're going to try to get a bidding war going?
Maybe. We recorded it, we did it all ourselves, paid for it all ourselves, and we'll see.
What about one of those, two of those Kickstarters?
We talked about it, but, you know.
So they're like, hey, we need a record label, make one. Everybody throws in a dollar.
It costs about $1 per song, so... We probably
there you go.
We could have got $12. We could have made a record.
But you could just put it out yourselves, though, right? Could you?
Yeah,
just throw
we
it up on
are
iTunes?
We are definitely talking about doing that. We'll see.
Have you
we
read The Secret?
So, Tony, how did you arrive here today? What did you do to get into the Tournament of Championships? Do you remember?
Ooh, the personal stories part.
I luckily was on against Steve Agee, who sucks at the Leonard Maltin game, and Ellen Page, who had never played it and also was not very good at it.
But what did you? You got something in zero or less names?
Yeah, and I actually had never seen the movie. I guessed The Devil Wears Prada, which I had never seen, but I will. Based off of the
full blown man, you'd never
people
seen
are,
that.
People are doubting that he has never seen it. There was a guy in the audience that said, yeah, right.
Come on.
Look, we've all seen The Devil Wears Prada.
It's our generation's Jaws.
It really is. And Jen Kirkman is here. Do you remember how you made it into this?
I know why. I got the Flintstones. I guessed that one on the last episode I was on, and I think I won another round by default. I didn't guess anything. But the Flintstones was the movie I
Flintstones
guessed.
You got like in zero names?
Yeah, because even when you were reading the description, I kind of knew. This is not a brag. It was just kind of obvious.
It was like the clues were set in Bedrock.
Not the sequel.
And it's called The Flintstones.
That's not true. Now people are going to think that. And they're going to go, why did it go so easy on her? Talk about movies.
And Paul F. Tompkins, you outright won The 12 Guests of Christmas. Is that how you did it?
No.
During The 12 Guests of Christmas, you got something in zero names.
Second. I defeated Ricky Lindholm, and I came in second to Scott Aukerman.
Yes, I was here for that. I was sitting right over there.
And I said second place is good enough to get you into the tournament.
I think because I did guess something in zero names.
I think you did too.
Yeah. But I forgot that was one of the criteria.
Yeah, that's how you do it. That's how you get in zero or less names.
I can't believe I'm here. Frankly, this is great.
I don't think any of us can. Exciting.
It's real dream come true shit. So, since it is the Tournament of Championships, it's going to be a slightly longer version of the game where the first person to 3 points is going to win. So, yeah. We're not fucking around. And so I'd like everyone to go select a name tag to play for. There's some amazing ones. Wow. There's one.
This process has gotten more terrifying.
Oh,
than
I
it
know.
Ever has.
It's really scary when they suddenly all come out.
The last time I was here, 3 people did it.
That's. Yeah. There's a guy with a flashing thing going around his sign. I don't know what that means. There's a guy who just wrote the letter J on a piece of paper. Now, of course, Paul F. Tompkins, longtime, well-known fan of the movie Jaws.
But people all know how I feel about this movie.
Yeah,
stars in it.
It's a matter of record.
What? Yeah, look at who's in it. Instead of Roy Scheider and Richard Dreyfuss and
how come I'm not in this?
The other guy. God damn it. Do you want to turn it in for another one?
No.
It now stars. It would be a completely different movie with Doug Benson, Edgar Wright, and Sam Levine. And Sam is two M's if you do it again in the future. If you spell it in the future, you could change it to two M's for Sam Levine. And then everything else is the same. Like there's three of us, and then Lorraine Gary, who was sleeping with the studio head who gave the picture a green light at the time.
That's right, Seth Sheinberg.
Yeah, that's why she got the part.
Can I ask a dumb question? Why did you change it to Buzz?
His name is Buzz.
Oh, your name is Buzz. I'm sorry. I didn't know if it was a pot thing.
It's a name tag, Jen.
I don't know. Okay.
It's a good guess.
Thank you.
That's a fair assumption.
Oh, my lipstick.
I love it.
Oh, my God.
These are really great name tags. I apologize to the people with the cookies because those are awesome, too. But what is your name tag, Jen?
It's also Jen, although I don't approve of spelling it with two N's. Wait, why does on the back of this...
Don't apologize!
No, that's
don't say what's
name.
On the back.
It's your
don't
name.
Don't say what's on the back. Don't
why
say what's
can't
on the
I?
Back.
Don't say what's on the back. It's a surprise for later.
Yeah, wait, do you know about it?
Yeah, sometimes they write down who they want me to call a shithead on the back, but they didn't do it on this one.
Oh, okay.
Did they do it on yours, Tony?
I did not look at the back. No, apparently not.
So we'll find out who they want to call a shithead, and then we'll work
doing?
It out. He's going to find... Paul's going to find out. He's being proactive about it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Had a baby. What a weird thing to say
to
you.
I think the expression is at a boy, not at a baby.
At a girl. weird, especially to say to him.
Yeah.
Because it's so casual.
Nothing like, yeah, nothing like Paul in the suit makes you think baby. And yet that guy did. But what is it? It's a picture of you singing, right?
Well, I think it's Jem. Is this Jem?
I hear she's truly outrageous.
But you wrote Jen.
Truly.
Yeah.
Truly.
Because that's your name, but it's modeled after Jem, who is truly outrageous.
You're right.
Someone just said that's awesome. It is, right?
Like, okay. Very emphatically said that's awesome.
Well,
and what do you got, Tony? Yeah,
I have Elena, and it has Gizmo here. And the only reason I picked it is because she was closest to me, because Paul took Jaws after I made a Jaws reference. So thanks.
But I love it. It's
you are welcome.
It's Gizmo is tied to a piece of paper with Elena as the name tag, but it also says hi, Doug, and
yes,
then and then 11:59.
You know what that means?
So that means we have to kill it.
Or just
because at midnight that thing's going to become a pain in the ass. But let's get all three name tags together. I'll get a nice picture for the internet.
A pain in the ass.
Because people on the internet want to know, well, what are these name tags you keep talking about? That's not a good.
Do you want me to hold that one up a little bit?
No, do you want me to hold it up, Doug?
No,
I'll hold it up too.
This is good. This is good.
Should we be in it or step out?
No. I should also take it off of. I'm filming it right now. I should just take a picture.
That would be
much
better.
I like Paul. That's a good pose. That's perfect.
Can I interrupt with just one quick story that's movie related?
Sure.
Last time I was here, you asked me about movies that we've had songs in, and I told you that we were. Motion City Soundtrack had a poster on the wall in Jennifer's body. Since then, this
taking
place,
it up a notch.
Yeah, this place is about to go crazy.
I hope you're involved in Jonah Hex in some way.
No. Two words: the squeakquel.
Chipmunks.
Poster on the wall. My face technically in the squeakquel.
Wow. Alvin and the Chipmunks, the squeakquel.
Who? Yeah.
Chipmunks. This time it's
Alvin
a fatal
and
disease.
The flip mumps.
This time it's a virus from the 70s. Because he was saying the chipmumps. I haven't heard of that since Brady Bunch when they had the mumps and they couldn't make out or whatever. Or was that measles? Anyway.
You mean the brothers and sisters couldn't make out with one another?
Well, when the
camera
stopped
rolling.
That
was that one episode where there was like no more making out.
No, Millicent.
Because we all have the measle mumps.
Millicent and Bobby, and then Bobby got the mumps. Or was it AIDS?
Okay. They had a...
No, he had the mumps or something.
Had a baby, Jen.
They're talking about TV shows. It's not movies.
They did make a Brady Bunch movie or
That's
two.
That's right, you know, Virgin.
In fairness to Jen, Mike Brady was the architect of AIDS.
Oh, fuck.
That's true.
I forgot he had AIDS. I didn't mean to mention
in every
AIDS.
Sense.
I'm sorry.
In every sense.
Rest in peace, buddy.
That was fun.
Had a baby.
That was fun that he's an architect and he had AIDS. Yeah. So you got to put that together.
They retroactively gave the character AIDS later on.
Oh, God.
When they wrote about it online. Yeah, IMDb. Check it out.
All right. So apologies for all of those horrible things that were just said. And let's play the Leonard Maltin game.
Yes.
Let's do it.
Let's.
Oh, I should quickly say what you're playing for.
I don't even care.
Tony Thaxton is making shirts. Is these from the band or from you specifically?
From me. I'm a.
Hold on
I'm
a second. These guys have something they need to say.
I'm
a huge like, nerd.
So they're like, we didn't get picked. Should we leave?
No, I'm a big nerd, and on the side, I have been starting a toy company, making limited edition toys, and it's called Analog Playset, and that's
Analog Playset.
Some T-shirts
and
for that.
There's a shirt representing that.
You're very proactive. I like that about you.
I try.
And then you brought a copy of My Dinosaur Life, an album that I enjoy when I'm on the treadmill and whatnot. And Paul F. Tompkins brought You Should Have Told Me. It's a CD DVD.
Just a DVD.
What kind of piece of shit doesn't have a CD in it? No, it's a DVD. Just a DVD isn't the right description. It's a DVD.
No, it says it right
That's
there.
It's like
just
more exciting.
A DVD.
Hey, don't get
it's
excited.
It's only a DVD, so don't get excited.
That's right.
Now, what are these, Jen? They're just, CDs?
They get both. Oh, they're just CDs.
Okay.
They're just stupid
one
CDs that are
One called Self-Help
funny.
And another one called Hail to the Freaks. And those
not
are
even
by,
out
those
yet,
are by Jim
so
Kirkman.
Don't even.
And then you get you know, my CD, which happens every week.
Sure.
And then a copy of Sarah Silverman and Who's the Caboose, directed by Sam.
That's a great movie.
You really like it?
I saw it in the theaters back in Boston in the 90s, and I was like, I want to be in this comedy world. And then I was, and I was like, oh.
It was directed by Sam Cedar, who's on, like, he's on MSNBC a lot, yelling. And
and he says Republican Party. That's why he pronounces it weird.
To be annoying.
Well, to throw the word rape
the
in there at the beginning. The Republicans.
Maybe so. Maybe so.
Yeah.
Because he says Joe Lieberman, too, which always gives me a giggle.
That's like, that's so old fashioned. Oh, those guys.
It's my first time seeing one in person.
Yeah, somebody's going to win a Woot Monkey.
How many did they send you?
They sent me so many.
The monkey bound like
they sent me
like
so
wearing.
Many that I do this in every show now. I just fling one out of the audience, and Jen screams like she's in some sort of jeopardy.
Did you think that came to life? Dude, I'll be honest.
No, I couldn't get a part way, then I felt for the person that it was coming at.
Are you okay, person that it was coming at?
No, I was a little
for bored. 1 second.
Yeah, everyone sits the whole show like this just in case. Just in case they shoot a monkey at him. But yeah, they sent me an awful lot of them, and they said there's more where that came from. And you cannot buy Woot Monkeys unless you can either win them through me shooting them in the audience, or know somebody at the Woot Company, or they're on eBay. Like, if you go on eBay, there's, like, always several Woot Monkeys that are for sale for, like, you know, $16 or something.
What is this business model?
Well, Woot is a site where every day they have like some sort of new deal that you can get to buy some product, and they do not advertise on the show, so I don't know why I'm talking about it so much. But but they also have these monkeys that to help promote. They've got
but
shirts.
If they're only available through shirts. This podcast and eBay, whoever gets them at your podcast is putting them on eBay.
That's a theory. Yeah.
That just blow your mind.
Are you sure your band's not called Sherlock Holmes?
I'm quite sure.
The band.
Would that be a good new way to spell it? When you said, are you sure? Like, I mean, Sherlock should be S-U-R-E.
Thank you, Doug,
Lock Holmes,
for appreciating me.
Because he knows. That movie was on cable the other day in my hotel room, and I still can't get behind it.
I feel like last time I was here, we talked about it, and I did the same swooning.
Yeah, yeah.
I, like, can't... The outfits on RDJ, it's unfucking believable.
I felt bad for Guy Ritchie, because I felt like he wanted to make... A really like a smart, fun movie, and it was like, this is as smart as I get.
I'm trying my hardest. It's a great movie.
I can't show this guy thinking. I gotta have him break somebody's leg in half.
It's a great movie.
I tried to watch it on the 14-hour flight to Australia and found it boring enough that I would rather just stare at the blank seat in front of me instead.
That was the only movie they offered.
Oh, well, there was a few, but that was at that point that was my choice, and I watched about 20 minutes.
I love the homoerotic stuff between him and Jude Law, and then his hair when it was like longer. It was just like, fucking love that movie.
They're making a sequel, right?
They better be.
I think they are. All right, let's play Lettermont game. This is gonna be great. Let's start with Jen. Pick up your microphone.
God, it's getting so
yeah,
intense.
Seriously, be ready. I'm talking to you. For a category, would you enjoy a person? I was gonna say a young man, but I don't know how young this person is because he didn't include it in his email.
Okay.
But a young man named Matt Faraday. Suggested Prime movies. Now, these are movies where the title has a prime number.
Oh my God. I don't even know what a prime number is.
I'm not kidding you. You have to know prime numbers.
Give this to the Nerdist. What's a prime number? Three or something?
It's numbers...
Divisible by itself or...
It's numbers that aren't divisible by anything else? One and itself.
Okay. Like seven.
1, 2, 3, 7, 17, 47.
All right, I'm as dumb as I thought. Right. So this good
I'm
time guy sent this suggestion.
I'm no math whiz.
A great movie.
All right. So obviously everyone hates that category.
Well, no, so I just didn't understand it.
Matt Faraday, for suggesting
go lose your virginity.
Such a shit-ass category.
Yeah, go tape up your glasses.
Someone on Twitter named @censoredwang suggested a category called con artists.
Okay.
And that's movies featuring Scott or Jimmy Conn.
That's, I don't even know who that is.
James Conn.
Oh, James Conn. I know who James is, not Scott.
You know, I'd tell you who Scott Conn is, but then I'd be bringing up the several movies that might be in play here.
Okay.
But he's his son.
So, oh, okay. So am I picking which category I want?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
So you get a third choice.
Okay, yeah.
Your third choice is, this was suggested by...
Is there another podcast taping in the corner?
No, no, no. I think there's like a deaf person and other people are explaining everything that's happening in loud sign language. Somebody named @Willie_goat suggested cat/dog. And that's movies with either cat or dog or both in the title.
I don't know. All right, so I get to pick.
Do you want to go cat, dog, con artist, or prime number movies?
Do you guys have a preference?
It's up to you. Play like you want to win.
I want to help you with the Scott Conn thing and tell you that he's on Entourage and tell you he's one of the douchey guys, but that narrows it down to like 50 guys.
No, that's a bad category for me. I'm going to go cat, dog, even though something tells me to go prime, but a lot of times I don't listen to my instincts. So let's go cat, dog.
You and your instincts need to get along and work it out. Okay, would you like a movie that has cat or dog in the title or both from 1982, 2002, or 2004? Deciding quicker would be...
2002.
Right. Okay. 3.5 stars from Leonard Maltin. He calls this movie exuberant. He calls it impassioned. And he says that it has a terrific classic rock soundtrack.
Really? Are you joking? He said that?
No, I'm totally serious.
Okay. No, are you serious?
Why would he be making it
I don't
up?
Know, because he's saying it like a funny, with a funny lilt.
That's how he sounds.
I know. Okay, all right. I'm like ready to guess right now, but...
All right, but...
But I won't.
Does it have cat or dog in the title, or there's just a cat or dog in the movie?
Cat or dog in
the
title.
Okay.
And there's just one name listed.
There's just one name listed? Are you shitting me?
No, I'm not here to shit you.
So it's like a documentary about an actual cat or something?
You know, when you talk it through like that, you help the other players. How many names do you think you can get it in?
There's one
you
person
can
in this
one
movie.
One name.
There's one
you
person
can
in this
zero
movie.
Names. There's one person listed. Yeah.
Just say one name,
zero names, or negative one names. Those are your three options.
Well, I guess one name.
She says one name. What do you think, Tony?
Name that movie. I didn't even have to think about that.
The one name might give it away.
Touche. Right,
hang on
like
a minute.
If the one name was...
The one name was Beethoven.
No, if the one name was...
There's one person
Benji.
In...
If the one name was Morgan Freeman, what would you think that might be?
March of the Penguins.
Yeah, then you would have won, but that's not what we're talking about.
I know. Wait, I wasn't guessing. But that's what I was thinking. A documentary about a cat or a dog from 2002. What was going on in the world then?
Are you making up the documentary part?
It's not necessarily a documentary about a cat or a dog. It's a movie that has the word cat or dog in the title. And the only name listed that you get the one name is Sean Penn.
Oh, I get the name.
Yeah, and it's Sean Penn. Does that do anything for you?
No.
Then Tony's going to win the
game. Oh, 2002.
Think back. Everything that came out that year. How many of those movies had just Sean Penn in them?
I don't know. I give up.
All right, she gives up. Does anybody know?
Dogtown and Z-Boys.
That's right. Dogtown and Z-Boys.
He was the only one in that movie?
That was fun.
Sucked for me.
That's all right. There's still plenty of chances to win. Point goes to Tony. We start down here with Paul F. Tompkins. Would you like Bros Not Hoes? This was suggested by someone on Twitter named Tank, T
T-A-N-Q-U-E.
Tanque.
And Bros Not Hoes is movies that are directed by brother teams.
Not ho teams.
Not ho teams. That's for another day. Teams of hoes that directed movies.
I hope our children live to see that wonderful future.
Yes. Your next category option is the films of Michael Rooker. Who was an amazing guest on the show.
Oh, okay.
That was something else.
And he's been in a lot of movies. Mm-hmm. And then your third choice is sports. Mm. And this may or may not be movies that have something to do with sports.
Let me ask these guys. Guys, what do you think? Rooker? Yeah. Bros Not Hoes.
That had good timing.
Would you like a movie directed by bros from 1987, 2001, or 2008?
Oh.
It's not your choice, Jim.
I know what he should do.
87, 2001, 2008.
Yeah.
I'm
going to
go with 87.
People get so excited about the choices.
Well, because the year 1987 is sitting over there, so that's why you heard. Conceptual.
He's sitting in a puddle of 1987. 3.5 stars from Leonard Maltin. I disagree. This is a 4-star movie.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. He says that it's about an odd couple, and he says that it has spry cinematography.
Ooh!
3.5 stars, 1987. What was the category?
Bros Not Hoes.
It's directed by brothers, and there are 9 names. How many names do you think you get it in?
I can name that in 5 names.
Jen?
We're starting it off.
All right, I'll guess I'll name it in 4.
Okay, good, good.
I might get cocky.
Uh-oh.
I may regret this. I'm going to say -1.
That's crazy, crazy cocky. Because there's no reason to get that cocky in the championships.
I know,
because you're not going to get a place in
came
the next
to mind.
Championships.
It's true.
It came
it's
to
true.
Mind.
You still went -1.
That's interesting. An interesting
there's people
gambit,
in the audience
Tony.
Think you should go -2.
Tony. I hear what everyone is saying! I will name that movie in -2 names.
Oh, shit! Yeah. So, Jen...
Name that movie.
Yeah, she says name it. So what's the movie, Paul?
I'm going to say that movie is Raising Arizona.
That's correct.
That was my guess.
Hey,
and
nice.
I'm
going to
say those names are Nicolas Cage and Holly Hunter.
That is correct.
Damn you, Tompkins.
Raising Arizona was on the last time I was on.
Was it?
Yeah.
I forget.
Not that it matters.
I lose track.
Well, I've lost.
We start with Tony.
I think this time he said, have a baby.
Had a baby. I want your baby, Paul.
Start procreating.
All right.
We need your movie knowledge brain.
Tony gets to pick the category this time. Would you like, at Alan McKee suggested Dudley, Demi, or Julianne? Those are Moores. More movies. At Marshman 330 suggested Bad Air Day. That's movies with the word air in the title.
That guy's not a real Marshman, is he?
I don't know.
I hope there's not a Marshman on Twitter.
I didn't notice if he was verified or not. And on Friday, a motion picture named Bridesmaids opens up, and they, you know, you say you can't make a movie with all girls that's going to be successful. So in honor of that, the category is all dudes. It's
all
movies that star all dudes.
Oh,
there's
okay.
No ladies in these movies.
Okay.
Which one would you like, Tony Thaxton?
I'll try the Moores.
All right, Dudley, Demi, or Julianne? Would you like a Dudley, Demi, or Julianne from 78, 96, or 97?
I'll go 97.
Okay. 3.5 stars from Leonard. Again, I'd say I'd go the full 4. He calls this movie intense, and he calls it gripping, and funny as well. Gripping and funny as well, and intense.
So he's kind of repeating himself a little bit there. But he gave it 3.5 stars, and there are 15 names from 1997.
I'm going to get cocky again.
Oh, man.
Zero.
He's getting cocky.
Zero names.
Zero names. This is Tony T. What do you say, PFT?
97, yes.
Yeah.
And 15 names.
Uh-huh.
And can you give me the clues again?
From it's intense.
Where? Intense.
Funny.
Also funny.
Gripping and funny.
Intense, funny, gripping, and funny.
Yeah, he's a terrible writer. And then later on, his reviews are ridiculous.
Later on, did I mention that it's also funny?
Yeah. No, it's gripping but funny as well.
97.
And he says zero names. 97.
Dudley, Demi, or Julianne? I'm going to say I can name that in.
Oof.
You said zero names?
Yeah, he said zero.
I'm going to say negative one name.
Oh, my God. You guys came to play.
I'm going
to
say negative two names.
Jen says negative two.
I'm probably so wrong.
Way to go, selfie.
This is exciting. Thank you.
People are allowed to call me whenever they want.
I don't care. I don't care for this, all the nicknames that are being tossed around here tonight.
What do you say, Tony? Can you go deeper than two names?
I'm going to try negative three.
Oh, my God. This is exciting.
I know it.
I think all three of you know what it is. Now, the question is, can Paul name four names in the right order?
The real question is, can Tony do that with three? Name that movie.
Oh, shiza.
Put that one.
All right, what do you got? What's the movie?
I might be wrong. I'm going to say Big Lebowski.
That's wrong.
Oh.
May I name
so
the movie?
So three names doesn't even matter, but
may
please,
I name the movie?
Please.
Wait, I thought I could. No.
No, no, no. Nobody can.
This is for men, honey.
Yeah. Let baby tell you the answer.
Well, oh no. Is it Boogie Nights?
It's Boogie Nights.
Oh, I would have guessed.
And just
Silence
for fun,
Lambs.
What would the three names be?
I guess Mark Wahlberg.
Mm-hmm.
Maggie Mac.
John C. Reilly?
Mm-mm.
No? Who's number two? Julianne Moore?
Nuh-uh.
Oh, trying to remember.
Big Burt Reynolds.
Burt Reynolds!
Silly.
Wait, but Julianne Moore is in it, right?
Yeah, it goes Mark Wahlberg, Burt Reynolds, Julianne Moore, John C. Reilly.
Okay.
It's the top right. Four. And then,
so who got that point?
Cheadle's number five.
Cheadle!
Paul got the point.
Because you can name it.
Well done,
because he said name it, right?
Yes, I did. That's exactly what happened, Doug.
Yeah, yeah.
I got cocky.
I lose track. So Paul has 2 points?
Ugh. I want to win.
I think so.
Bad.
Yes.
And Tony has one?
I have nothing.
Yes.
Jen has nothing.
I knew I was bad at it, though.
It's going to take a big, fast comeback.
This could be like Red Sox 2004. Oh, I'm sorry. If anyone here can come back against the Yankees and win 4 games in a row and make history, talk to me after the show.
What if a dude in a baseball uniform comes
I'll
up to you after the show?
I'll fucking rip his face off. I'll fight him. I'll fight him.
All right.
Sorry. I punched Scott Shapiro in the face in 5th grade. I'm not afraid to punch a man.
Wow, how could you do that to a future lawyer? Okay, we have a category. You get to pick the category this time, Jen.
Okay.
We got Josh Grunberg suggested Sarsgaard Skarsgård, which is the films of Stellan Sarsgaard and Peter Skarsgård.
No, thank you.
I was just in Missoula, so and David Lynch is from Missoula, so David Lynch movies.
Mm.
And on the day this episode plops, Harvey Keitel will be celebrating a birthday. So Harvey Keitel movies.
Oi.
Yeah. Would you like Sarsgaard, Skarsgård, David Lynch, or Harvey Keitel?
I'm trying to think of what will be harder for these guys because I'm not going to get any of it. Like, now I'm trying to play strategically.
Thanks.
You get what I'm saying?
Yeah. Well, then you should just bring the bidding down and then say name that movie to someone.
Yeah, I know.
Is how you do it.
All right, Sarsgaard. No. I want David Lynch.
People are excited. David Lynch from 1980, 1990, or 1997?
1990.
Whoa.
Everyone's impressed by that choice.
People are really intrigued in an erotic way.
Probably a stupid choice.
Leonard gives it 2 stars. He misses the boat on this one. I think it's much better than that. He says that it's, he calls it a melodrama. David Lynch. And he says it features formidable performances all around. And he says that one of the characters in this movie got a movie of their own. I know nothing about this. Called Perdita Durango, but there the role was played by somebody else. Mm-hmm. That is the worst clue I've ever given.
I have no idea.
I have no idea either. I'm looking right at it. There are 19 names.
Oh, boy.
How many names are you going to get in? 2 stars. It's a David Lynch movie from 1990. That narrows it down quite a bit if you know years in Lynch movies.
I don't even know any. I mean, I know one, but I don't even know if it's him.
Who are the 19 names? How many names do you want to start off the bidding? Just take a big chunk out of it, but not too much.
10.
Good call. Tony?
9.
Paul?
1990. That's when this movie
That's the year, yes. I thought that was how many names you were.
I want to keep it going. 1990, Len gives it 2.
Yeah, that's...
But does note formidable performances all around.
Yeah. I mean, is there...
I'm going to say I can name that movie in 0 names.
Every round of this game is so exciting.
Can I ask him to name the movie, please?
Yeah, you can.
Yeah, please name it.
All right. What do you think it is?
Oh, what if I know it, though?
Doug, I know, right?
That's what's hard about games.
It's fun to play What If. I think that I am right about this.
I hope you are.
I got a strong feeling.
Because you're bringing us in right on time.
Is that movie Wild at Heart?
Yes, it is.
I would never have guessed that. And now I'm like, oh, yeah.
Nicely done. You're a winner.
That's right, I am.
You did it. He's advancing to the finals of the Tournament of Championships.
I accept it this time.
Oh, this isn't the finals?
No. It goes, it's much
was
bigger than this.
Was there a Twin Peaks movie, and was David Lynch to do with Twin Peaks?
Yeah.
That was my guess, too.
Oh, okay.
All right.
That would have been a fun guess.
And Fire Walk With Me, Jesus Christ.
Do you guys have anything?
Our national movie.
We have to get religious.
Let's go down the row here. Do you have anything to plug? You got a tour. You got a new album that you might sell yourself.
Yeah, I don't know when that's coming
Any
out.
Tour dates coming up. Who made this one?
We will be announcing a tour soon. That's going to be something different than we've ever done. Keep out for that. I can't talk about it yet.
All right.
But and then also, I have the limited edition toy company that I'm doing analog playset. I'm also through that. Quickly, I'm also selling a t-shirt that a friend of mine from Japan designed, and all the proceeds from that are going to Japan Relief. So if anyone's interested in
Where
that,
do they go for that?
Analogplayset.com.
Analogplayset.com.
Yes. And I'm on Twitter.
Good luck spelling it
at
correctly.
Tony Paxton.
This name tag, though, man, this is really...
It's really impressive.
Yeah. And it's... Why is it so heavy? Does it light up or something? Or?
There's an actual shark inside.
Well, all right. Well, congratulations, Buzz. Your name is Buzz?
Yeah.
All right, Buzz. Congratulations. Do you want Paul to keep this? Because there's a garbage can outside that he'll throw it into.
As long as you tell me what
it's pretty cool. Paul is a well-known fan of the
movie
Jaws.
I would keep it, but would you like it back?
Yeah, you can have it back, or he could keep it.
Or I could give it back to you. You could put my fucking name on it and then bring it back.
Yeah, bring it back for the next tournament.
Fix it. Take Sam Levine out of there. And
No. I will sign it for Buzz and get it.
Take Edgar Wright off.
All right. Fair enough.
He has a stash.
Jen, what do you got coming up?
I have a new album called Hail to the Freaks, which will be available on May 17th at a Special Thing Records.
And Buzz just won a copy?
And I will be on Conan, the show, on Thursday night.
Yes.
So all right. Well, this is coming out the next day,
so go to your
on demand and find that episode.
Oh.
And
all right. Well, I'll be in Seattle at Rebar on May 28th. Come
Perfect.
See me.
Perfect. Yeah. Please.
I forgot this goes out to the nation.
Yeah. Please go see her. What do you got coming up, Paul?
Well, Doug, I'm glad you asked. Saturday the 14th, speaking of movies, Saturday the 14th, I will be in Minneapolis, Minnesota at the Parkway Theater. There's still tickets left for the early show, the 7 p.m. show. Saturday, May 21st, Los Angeles, I will be doing the Paul F. Tompkins Show at Largo at the Coronet. Oh, thank you, some of you. Special guests Gillian Jacobs from Community, Andy Daly from Eastbound and Down and Comedy Death Ray Radio, and musical guest is John Bryan. And then the 27th, May 27th, I will be at the Gothic Theater in Denver, Colorado. Tickets still available. PaulFTompkins.com.
Tell them about the live podcast.
Awesome. Oh,
you guys listen.
Everybody listen to me. I will be doing my first live podcast recording in June 18th.
Saturday night.
Where's Saturday, June 18th at Largo. The Pod F Tomcast live. It'll be me and Jen Kirkman and special guests to be announced.
That sounds awesome. I've got shows coming up in Sunnyvale, Denver, Ann Arbor, Peoria, Des Moines, and more. So go to douglovesmovies.com for the complete list. And you guys ready? Let's have a round of applause for Tony and for Jen and for Paul F. Tompkins, who is moving on to the finals of the Tournament of Championships. And as always, Buzz Wallach is a shithead, and the entire state of Maine is a shithead.
Eyes of gold, his viewing prowess makes him cocky. There's no room in his heart for you, 'cause Doug loves movies.
Look around. You can find cars like these on AutoTrader. New cars, used cars, electric cars, maybe even flying cars. Okay, no flying cars, but as soon as they get invented, they'll be on AutoTrader. Just you wait. AutoTrader.